Paul was a tent maker. Apparently he did some of that in Thessalonica. The interesting thing about that, I think, is that he needed no Damascus road to be a tent maker. He was an apostle, and that from on high. The heavens were opened, and he heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Paul, oh Paul." That's what I want you to remember. Whatever vocation you've come from or might otherwise have aspired to, here the heavens are opened, I will say in a special way, and they're called you by name to be a worker in Christ's church, and for most of you before my eyes to be pastor. If you were an electrician or a chemical engineer, no one at your first employ said, "In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit." But they will over you one day. And that means, like Paul says, your words will be received, or ought be, not as the words of man, but as the words of God, which they are, says Paul. And that's the whole point of the education you are here to receive, is as best we can to learn to speak of God rightly. And that's why you will hear over and over again the refrain, "To learn that, you go where God is Himself speaking." And that's right here. It was St. Augustine who, in his great, long, difficult treatise on the Trinity, began by saying what I think should be the attitudinal expression of us all. He said, "Were it simply up to me, I would choose not to speak at all of things so sublime. But because there are those who do not believe, or thinking they believe, nonetheless speak falsely, I speak of things beyond my own words." And so the entire treatise is cast as a prayer. And that's how it was for centuries. Theology was done out of the psalmody. Wasn't thought. Theology was praise. Speaking was worship, not ideas. And that again leads us to this. To speak of God rightly is to pray rightly. And you pray rightly where God gathers you to hear His word and respond in praise. Chapel is the classroom for right speaking. Whether you're here every day or not, which perhaps you should be, at least keep that in mind. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.